This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Okay, so I think it's fair to say that most of us have been in this situation before. You're at the checkout line buying a frozen pizza or a bag of hot Cheetos or maybe some vegetables because you're healthy, whatever. And then the cashier or the machine you're operating in lieu of a cashier asks you the question, would you like to round up your purchase to benefit a charity? If you say yes, you'll walk away having donated less than a dollar. But the question is, how many people actually say yes? In other words, how much change does it take to actually make a change? From a street corner in Brooklyn, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes is on it.
Sometimes making a purchase comes with ethical quandaries. Like last week for this story, I booked a car with Lyft to get back to my apartment for my son's school.
It'll be about a 10-minute ride. It won't be too long. It's about a 25-minute walk, or 30 if I'm dawdling. Sometimes I dawdle.
The Lyft app asked me if I wanted to round up to the next dollar to support Ukrainian refugees.
So it's $10.99, so the roundup wouldn't be a lot.
I did it because it was, you know, only a penny. It turns out a lot of people say yes when they're asked to round up, whether it's in a Lyft or in a store.
I remember standing right at the exit doors asking myself why.
Katie Kelting is a professor of marketing at St. Louis University. She said yes to rounding up her purchase for charity at a Petco store. She asked herself why, because other times when she'd been asked to give a whole dollar, she'd always said no. And she wondered what was different about rounding up.
We started testing to see if I was weird or not, and I wasn't.
Kelting asked her local zoo to be part of her research. It had already been asking for a dollar whenever someone bought something. You know, here is your corn dog. Would you give a dollar to help the prairie dogs? For the experiment, Kelting had the zoo switch and asked customers if they wanted to round up their purchases instead of giving a whole dollar. Turns out more people agreed to round up.
And so this percentage of people saying yes to the roundup kind of takes off and accumulates more, you know, brings in more overall money.
About 21% more, even though every single donation was less than a dollar. Kelting also did research in a lab setting to explore why more people said yes to rounding up. And she says the reason is it hurts less.
Even though donating does have this positive feeling associated with it, they call that like warm glow, it is a financial loss to consumers. And financial losses are painful.
In other words, people don't really want to give until it hurts. And lessening their pain has actually become a business. Braden Feinberg is the CEO of the company Roundup App, which allows people to round up every single purchase they make for charity.
So we're operating really as that middleman that makes it easy for the nonprofit to opt in, makes it easy for the consumer to make these connections.
Feinberg says the average Roundup user ends up donating about $30 a month. His company also works with merchants that want to ask customers to round up at checkout. He says people are more likely to say yes in that situation when the charity they're being asked to donate to meshes with the thing that they're buying.
If I'm purchasing a pack of baseballs and I see an option to round up for an after-school program that takes kids to play sports, you're much more likely to say yes because you identify with that story.
Another study found that identifying with the salesperson who's asking for money also matters. People are more likely to donate if they like the service. In New York, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.